We are up to the pasuk of Vani Amarti B'Shalvi. Now this pasuk is a pasuk that many mefarshim ask. It's a pasuk that's very hard to comprehend. But David HaMelech should say such a pasuk. That David said, Vani Amarti B'Shalvi, I said, when everything was good, when it was relaxed, Bal Ema Lo'ilam, then I won't fall forever. So the mefarshim ask, who thinks that they're betuach, they're guaranteed that everything will be fine with them, that they'll never fall? How could it possibly be that David HaMelech said such a thing? So there are different pshatim said in this. The first pshat is based on what we said before, that there's two pshatim what David HaMelech was talking about, either his gashmis tekecholi or his ruchnis tekecholi. So if David HaMelech was talking about his physical sickness, his gashmis tekecholi, the mefarsh of the Baal and others explain that David HaMelech thought that the only weak and sickly people get sick. It takes a person for his health to deteriorate before he can get sick. But a healthy person doesn't suffer from ailments, he doesn't get sick. Till when he got this sickness that he saw, that even healthy people get sick. That's what David HaMelech said. V'ani amarti b'shalvi, he meant that while his guf was b'shalvi, it was still a healthy body, before it deteriorated, before it got to a weakened state, he won't fall forever. Others on Masber, the Tzoyis of Avram says that he had the avtocha from Hashem, kisacha tichayim the netzach, that there will be a loylam, that the kisei of David will be around forever. And the Mefarshim explained that David HaMelech thought that he wasn't chayter with Batsheva, so therefore he thought that he wouldn't be nanish for it. But the Ravam ben Agram Baravam says, the Gepshat, the David HaMelech was saying, Vani Amarti B'Shalvi. When I was B'Shalvi, I said to myself, Bal Emel Olam. Not that David thought that he would never come Emel Olam, but David was worried, Bal Emel Olam. He was saying to himself, I have to be worried, because Shalvi could bring a person to do terrible averis, Veishman Yishur Mayabit. When a person is B'Shalvi, they cause, he could be Goyed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So David HaMelech was scared, B'Shalvi, when he was B'Shalvi, Bal Emel Olam. I shouldn't fall forever. And the pasuk continues, Hashem b'rtzoincha hamata l'harayoyz. Hashem had previously built up David HaMelech. David HaMelech was saying, with your will, you built me up like a fortified mountain. But histarta panecha yisi navo. So Mefarshim explained, as soon as there's a hester upon him, even before Hashem bought an anointing, but as soon as there's no more, as soon as the hester upon him starts, and there's no more ha'aras upon him, but the second as ha'aras upon him, it's a Yisi Nivol, he was already in shock, he was already out of shock and out of place. And therefore, Elecho Hashem Ekrot, Yuh Hashem Malkol, Ve'el Hashem Eschanon. So the Mefarshim explained what's Ekrot and what's Eschanon. Because Ekrot is, if he's a tzaddik, it's enough Ekrot. If he's not a tzaddik, then he needs more tefillah, he needs to come out to Eschanon. To explain what these two things are, the Ekra and the Eschanon, Rav Shimshon Pinkus in Sha'arim, the Tefillah says, when he's masked with a different Lashonis, the Tefillah, he says, Ekra is when a person talks to his friend, and he thinks that the person will answer him, it's logical, it makes sense that the person should answer him, that's Ekra. Eschanon is not Neschinom, it's when the person's not Zaych for it, there's no logical reason the person should answer, we said Ekra is for the Tzaddikim, it makes sense that Hashem should answer them, Eschanon. It's for those that are not deserving, that Hashem gives them matnas chen anyways. He says, Mashal ma'adavar da'imah. There was a person that got into a fight with his parent that took care of him his whole life, and he killed him. The police arrested him, they brought him to court, and as he's pleading his defense in his closing statement, he tells the judge, have pity on me, I'm a yasam. The court, the judge, they laughed at him. They said, you call yourself to be a yasam, and then you're asking for pity of that you're a yasam. So to a person, it's his averis that bring on him his yisurim. Then he comes to Hashem and he davens that he should have rachmanis on him to take away the yisurim. It's like not logical at all that he should be listened to. That's what it is, that if he's not zayche, alfa pikin Hashem eschanan, and he davens Hashem that he should listen to him. Hashem to listen to him. Now the Magid Tzedek says a new pshat in these psukim. not like all the Mefarshim, but a whole new pshat. And he says, "Vani amarti b'shalvi." David HaMelech said at the time that he was b'shalvo, "Bal emay loylum." Why did David HaMelech think of this? Because David HaMelech says, "V'li b'chol b'kirbi." Chazal tell us that David HaMelech slayed his Yetzahara. He was harig his Yetzahara. So David HaMelech said, "If I have no more Yetzahara, bal emay loylum, I won't be chayte ever." But Hashem b'tzaycha matal lehariyos. The Magen Tzedek explains that what did Hashem do? Hashem made a new Yetzahara against me that was Nidme Kehar, that looked like a mountain. Now what does he mean, the Magen Tzedek, that was Nidme Kehar, the Nidme Negdi Kehar, that the Yetzahara was like absent me like a mountain? The beer of this is that the Gemara in the Chalil, in Sukkah, the last parak, tells us that Lasalavoy, Hashem is going to be Sheikh of the Yetzahara, Halal Baikh, Halal Baikh, and the Tzedekim, the Hashem are going to be Baikh. The tzaddikim is nidmalem kahar, Hashem nidmalem kachot hasayro. Tzaddikim is nidmalem kahar. They say, who was able to become such a big har? That's what the David HaMelech is referring to. The Yetzahara is a har, as the Gemara tells us. The Yetzahara is nidmalem tzaddikim kahar. So this was a big Yetzahara. It was strong, powerful. David HaMelech said, Hashem b'tzaycha matta lahari yoiz. That it was a powerful mountain. Now why did Hashem make this new har if David HaMelech was already kaivish as Yetzer? So we all know that the Mitzvah of Batsheva came because David HaMelech asked Hashem for an Nisayim. David thought that he was guaranteed to be good forever. He was betuach in himself. And then he asked Hashem that he should make him one of the others. And Hashem told him that the others went through Nisayim, he didn't go through Nisayim. So therefore Hashem gave David HaMelech an Nisayim. But in order to be in Nisayim, he needed some sort of Yetzahar. Because if not, it wouldn't be in Nisayim. And this was the Mitzvah of Batsheva, as Chazal tell us, that he was Nishalim. So therefore Hashem made this new Yetzahar for David HaMelech that was like a har. Then he started Panecho Yisi Nivho. That a person needs, says the Magid Tzedek, so Hashem took away the Ezer, the Yisi Nivho, he fell into the hands of the Yetzirah. Now David HaMelech continues, my betza bedomi, what gain is there from my blood? Because the Mepharshim tell us, ki adam hu ha-nefesh, that this is the nefesh that goes up to Shemayim. Beriti ha-shocha, so my guf goes down to the kever. Hayod cha-ofar ha-yagad ha-mitzecho. Because when the guf is separated from the neshama, neither chelik could do mitzvahs anymore. The neshama doesn't do any more mitzvahs once a person's dead. But neisim chavshi, kivut chenas al the mitzvahs, that's a chavshi min ha-mitzvahs. And then hayod cha-ofar ha-yagad ha-mitzecho. The ofar, the dirt of a person, can't do mitzvahs anymore either, because it has no ruach in it. And ha-yagad ha-mitzecho, it can't say the mitzvahs of Hashem anymore. So David said, Shema Hashem b'chaneini, Hashem listen and have chenami, Hashem hayeo izali. Hashem, he should help me. Hafachto mizbidi the machali. Hashem should change around mizbidi. The Mepharshim explained that the chet of Batsheva would have caused that there should be a hesped on David, meaning it would be gurim, his demise, his downfall. And Hashem changed it the machali because Hashem brought these yisurim and he realized what they did wrong. Therefore, it changed and they brought him a chila for him. B'tach the saki, that Hashem opened up the sack that David Melch was wearing sackcloth. First, for the chet of the Batsheva, as the Navi tells us. But the Zayin is Simcha, and Hashem brought him to Simcha afterwards. Then the pasuk continues, the man is Amercha, Kovid, V'lo Yidon. In order that Kovid, the Nisham is called Kovid, Kipshuti, that's what it's referring to. Rabbeinu Bachya, the Ramban and others, they say the reason the Nisham is called, I'm sorry, the Balamar, in his Akdama to Brochus, and the Rabbeinu Bachya say that the reason the Nisham is called Kovid is because it's Baal, Mekisei HaKovid, Mitachas Kisei HaKovid, Oitza Nishamas, Tachas Kisei HaKovid. And Hashem gives Mehoide al Nishamas, there's a reflection. There's something that they absorb from being Tachas Kisei HaKovid. And therefore the Nishamas is called Kovid. So David HaMelech said, the Mazamecha Kovid, in order that my Nishamo, that's called Kovid, should praise you, V'layidah, and it shouldn't be quiet. Hashem alaykai lo'olam adekra, Hashem I will praise you forever. Now what does it mean? That he will praise him forever. People don't live forever. So the Mepharshim explained it means when a person teaches his children, that a person teaches his children to go with Derek Hashem after him, that's what it means. I'll cause it to be shir to Hashem forever through not only being doing the Ratzon of Hashem, but teaching his Doris to do the Ratzon of Hashem. That's one pshat of what Kavod means. Others say that Kavod refers to Hashem, and it's different pshat of the pasuk. I will be mizamer. You covered. You Hashem, who is covered. Covered refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'la'ida, but I won't be quiet. Hashem lekala l'medako. As I'm sorry for Derek Josh, says a different pshat in this pasuk. And the Tzeifer says that Chazal tell us that David HaMelech put away oitzris to give for the Beis HaMikdosh. But Shlomo HaMelech didn't want to use those oitzris and he used his own money. So David HaMelech saw that it came out of the Atzma Atava for him. And why is that? Because money for the Beis HaMikdash is only good as long as the Beis HaMikdash are around. Kabbalists only help as long as the Beis HaMikdash are around. So with his money built the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been built as long as it would have been a kiyum to what David HaMelech did only as long as the Beis HaMikdash was around. But now that Shlomo HaMelech uses that money for this and he gave David HaMelech money to Anim Tamid HaChamim, so that cause the Torah should be learned and passed to future generations. So David HaMelech said that cause the Olam Haydeko, that they have the schus of the Torah of all future generations that came from this, and that it will cause that I will be praised Hashem through my ma'asim forever. After this starts Psuki de Zimra. Well, Psuki de Zimra is the Gaon Siddur in Siddur Vilna. Magen Tzedek, the Talmud of the Gaon, they bring down from the Shari Oira that the Shari Oira says the Shari Oira says in Kehelet Shemar Aglecha Kasher Telecha Beis Alekim, the person has to watch himself and prepare himself properly to daven to Hashem to make sure that there's nothing that stops him, meaning that from everything that's created in the world there's different malachim. There's good malachim, there's malachim akatrigim, there's malachim atayim, malachim amutav. And they could stop the tefillos of a person if he's not roi lekach, because everywhere between him and Shemayim, that's full of these malachim. So when the tefillos want to go up, if a person's not roi lekach, the tefillos get stopped by these malachim and they prevent them from going up. It's the psukei de Zimra that allow these tefillos to go up. They clear for it the path. The Shaar says that the lashon zemer comes from Zaymer is one of the malachim in Shabbos. It's pruning. That it prunes away the bad malachim, it takes them away, and it lets the tefillos go up. That even though the person wasn't roy for his tefillos to be niskalved by Hashem, but still, through saying Psuki de Zimra, the Psuki de Zimra will cut away the bad malachim that stop the person's tefillos from going up. And then he will be able to have his tefillos being mischavel. That's the reason why it's important to be mischavel in every word in Psuki de Zimra. As it said, a person should say slowly, b'msinus, kilomayna mois, with the mesikus. Because Psuki de Zimra allows that even though a person mitzad atzma is not roi for his tefillos to be accepted, Psuki de Zimra allows that his tefillos will be accepted anyways. The Chofetz Chaim in Siman Nun Dalet, Siv Katan, Gimel, Siv Gimel. Mechaber says, I'm a Sabbath, I'm a Shtabach, the Yotz, Averi, the Yoli, the Chayzer, the Mocha, Mohammed. Brings the Gemara in Saito that if somebody speaks between Shtabach and Yotz, when they said, Bashas, the Mohammed, the Meshach, Mohammed, Sam Yer, Shayor, the Achalevo, the Averi, Shabi Yoli, what was this Averi? Some was a Meshach, Ben Shtabach, the Yotz. So the Meshabruah says, Siv Katan, hey, Mocha, Mohammed, at Sodomer, the Xib, the Krom, the Yish, Hayor, the Achalevo. This is also included in Averahi. But your Abba calls him Shem Mata Moshe. Murray the Great is going to say, your Abba says the name of the Mata Moshe. Shaklibas Mavatam Lali Satfilo. There's klibas that prevent the tefillos from going up by the Psuki de Zimra Machrisa Moisam. Psuki de Zimra chops them off, it cuts them, like we said over from the Sharar, it's Zemer, it prunes, it takes away the bad malachim, it takes away the klibas. Ushasach, but a person that talks, talking during davening is an avera, and it causes that it should come back. These klipas, they come back. They cause mechama amongst us. Therefore, every person shouldn't speak. So says the Mishabura, the Chaimer speaking is so great that it causes that a person that. The tefillos of Psuki de Zimra chopped away the klipas that prevent the tefillos, and when a person talks, it causes that they should come back. Shimon Schwab says this, that we say Shtika Yofin B'Shas HaTfilo refers to even when it's mutter for a person to speak. Even if a person didn't reach the time prior to davening, that's also for to speak. As long as people davening or parts of the that people are davening for, that's when you're saying Shtika Yofin B'Shas HaTfilo. Because it's not, it's also Alpidin. But even when it's mutter, a person should be quiet. Kol Shav Keshkem, when it's also, when a person speaks in Psukit Zimro or Al Achrov, a person could cause Chas V'Shalom that the whole vehicle that allows all tefillos to go up to be niskabel could be stopped and could be prevent his tefillos from being niskabel the way they should be.